I look on the map of where our hotel is. Big Fatty's house is 2 miles, was to exactly as the crows flies, 2 miles away. So I'm like, we'll just take the shuttle to Big Fatty's house. So we get in the shuttle with this, was it one girl or two girls? I can't remember.
It was one girl.
And he's like, where are you going? And we give him the address. He's like, I don't know where that is. What's the name of the restaurant? And we're like, it's not a restaurant. It's our friend's house.
He's like, oh.
He's like, oh, we don't take people places. We take people to restaurants. And I'm like, well, here we are. We're in your shuttle.
Yeah.
So because of the fact that he was doing, the bus driver was doing us a favor, he drove us all over Charleston, basically. Yep. And then took us to Big Fatty's house. And we went into Big Fatty's house. And Big Fatty immediately started pouring booze.
Was he there? Was he there the first night, or was that when?
That was the second night. That was Friday.
He was there the first night. You're blacking out again.
Yeah. Early.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We're like, it's not a restaurant. It's our Big Fatty's house.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It's the Fat One, and this is episode 4055 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 22th of August, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I'm finally going to get around that Patty Bacon letter. Big Fatty. Hello, busy beavers. Big Fatty, that's Miss Beaver. No one. Well, yes, Miss Beaver. You know, she's very busy. Very busy at the cannery. Yes, Big Fatty. And scissoring. I mean, yes, at the cannery. And y'all, but Big Fatty's been busy as a bee. As a beaver. I was busy as a bee yesterday. Y'all, I'm busy as a beaver today. Big Fatty, well, damn. I mean, you know, get it? Beaver, damn. Well, never mind. It's never funny when you have to explain it.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 22th of August, we have not one but two, I say, chew celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, it's two, I say, Tuesday. You have two, I say, chew celebrations of exiting the birth canal, and it is the 22th. Well, I guess the twos have it. Yes, Big Fatty, two, but. I got nothing, y'all. Y'all, we have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one I met out there in Lost Wages at one of the early Pride 48s. Y'all used to be on a little Pride 48 show. It was called "It's All About Meh." It's all about meh. And this person was the calm one, y'all. The other host of it, y'all, is just going 90 miles an hour, and y'all. They also had a broken, badly store out there in the Arizona A. Or was it New Mexico? I don't remember. Big Fatty, no surprise there, y'all. I'm talking about the. I'm talking about the and meh. Y'all, I'm talking about Mark with a Q. Yes, we love Mark with a Q. It's true. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's up there in the New York City. Yeah, works at one of the salsa plants up there. I have not had the opportunity to meet this person face to face. But a big supporter of the BFO, and I think that Daniel Bieber has indeed met him face to face. Y'all, he's his Elusive is that Cronehaven, the maven of mystery, be Freddy. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Lamont Cranston, be Freddy. We love Lamont Cranston, it's true. So y'all, if you see Mark with a Q or Lamont Cranston on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or whatever else, wish them a happy piece of cake!
Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
Music, and y'all, I need the calm, happy music as much as I can get it this week. Y'all, busy as a beaver, as I, yes, Big Fatty, you mentioned that earlier, but y'all, let's see, the NIP stopped by on Monday evening, just a short little visit, checking in, seeing what was going on. I told him that that I was taking Ruby Red to get a new battery, and that I might get him to come pick me up. And then I had some errands that I had to run in the morning, and I said, now if Ruby Red doesn't start, I may have to call you to come give me a jump. Big Fatty, is he gonna bring his rope? No. You know, like jump rope? No, we're not gonna play any double dutch. Who said anything about double dutch? That sounds like something Hendrick would talk about. Anyway, he says, well, I'll leave my cellular telephonic device a ringer on. That way I can hear the phone if it rings. And y'all, anyway, y'all, it was a quiet evening. I watched the sports ball. No, that was in the afternoon. I watched the 60 minutes, y'all. It was a y'all, it was a repeat. And then, of course, I watched a Big Brother, and y'all, oh, it's getting good. Mama Felicia. Mama Felicia is going to say bye, Felicia, to someone, and it's going to come as a total surprise, is all I got to say. And and I'll leave it there. Yes, Big Daddy, you've already spoiled it for old Crooked Hat. Well, he doesn't listen. Anyway, what was I saying? Y'all, slept like a baby, woke up about, I don't know, about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, back on a kind of a normal schedule, and got up, had my coffee, did my puzzles, read the paper, and y'all, a little bit after 8 a.m. in the morning, I got my share, and then after 8 a.m. in the morning, I was off to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Oh, Big Fatty, you do need to play that calm music again. Anyway, y'all, there was a line out the door when I first got there. They opened at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. I was there about, oh, I don't know, about 20 after 8, and y'all, there probably were 30 people ahead of me in line. But the doors open, and it was very organized inside. They had a lady that she knew what she was doing, and she was holding court. Oh, Big Fatty! And as people went through the line, they went up to her, she told her what they were there for, and then she'd give them a number, and they'd go sit down. And y'all, the mechanical was calling out numbers right after left, or left over right, or over under in, or I don't know what it was. But so y'all, I went up and I said, my name is Big Fatty. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you live in Fat Acres, South Carolina, I believe. I said, yes. And I said, I'm selling Olive's jalopy. on two. I say Tuesday, and I've made a photocopy of the back of the title, and I filled it out the way I think it should be, and I just want you to look at it and make sure I've done it right, because I've never done this before, you know, as an executor kind of thing. And she looked at it, and she says, yes, this is just lovely. And then I showed her, I said, now, this is the thing to send the tag back. And she says, yes, you've done that lovely too. And I said, and can I get an official bill of sale of a vehicle? She says, you don't need that if you've got the title in all right here. I said, the buyer would like an official bill of sale. She says, thank you for calling, y'all. She gave me one, just pulled it right out of the little thing, and y'all, I was gone. It was very efficient once the doors open. And y'all, from there, I came back home, and I had a 12 high noon appointment at the quick lane at the Ford. Big fatty, it's anything but quick, but anyway, I had a noon appointment. Y'all, I was getting me a new battery. And getting the Earl, you know, they call it the works. I was getting the works done. And y'all, Ruby Red had a recall for something. And so I went across to the big store, not the quick lane oil change thing. But and the guy says, well, we are so backed up on recalls. He says, I can get you in on February the 8th at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. I said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, I'm scheduled to take Ruby Red in on the 8th of February for the recall thing. He says it might take a couple of days before they can actually get to it. So, y'all, it's just crazy. Just crazy, I tell you. And then, after the battery came with a 3-year, free replacement, guarantee. So I'm happy about that. And what was I saying? So after that was all over, y'all, I came back here, to the villa, and, y'all, I called the good folks, that did the repair they call it the windscreen over there in the UCK. You know, they couldn't recalibrate it because the battery went dead. So I called them and got rescheduled for Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. in the morning. So Ruby Red will get all recalibrated and everything. All the bells and whistles will ring and tweet. Or what does a whistle do? It whistles, big fatty. Yes, that's it. Then from there, y'all, I'd come back here to the villa to make that call and all. And y'all, from there, I was off to the United States Postal Service. And I showed the lady my credentials from the judge and made the official transfer of mail for Olive's mail to Fat Acres to the villa. And from there, y'all, I went to the credit union where I'm a member. And y'all, Olive had a kind of a ceramic jar. I don't know. It's probably about 6 or 8 inches tall that he threw all his change in. So I had it counted and everything. And then they gave me cash money bills for it. And y'all, it's $92 and something. And y'all, then I came back here to the villa, and I was getting ready to sit down to record the little show, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes, I know. Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. It was just lovely. Y'all, it was my 32-year-old. Y'all, I hadn't seen him since the inappropriate cement pond party back in June. And so, y'all, needless to say, we made up for lost time. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And so, y'all, he has just left here a few minutes ago. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Y'all, I can't believe it's taken me this long read a letter from Patty Bacon. Big Fatty, she's probably been worried sick about you. Well, probably. It starts off, it says, a belated happy exiting celebration. Ole, Big, you know, that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty Bacon from Nedrabah, North Dakota. Ole, Aberdeen is Nedrabah spelled backwards. Yes, Big, you heard right. I'm back to being Patty Bacon again. No more carb-filled patty bagel for me. More on that later. Big, I heard through the grapevine about the loss of your dear friend, Olive. Now, Big, I don't make it a habit of listening to grapevines. Or olive trees, for that matter. But I was one of those archery radio vineyards, and I heard the voices, so I did listen. I can't imagine what that archery radio and his husband, Bo Andaro, must hear, since they seem to live in the vineyards. Anywho, my condolences to you. I know you are a very good friend to Olive. So, Big, an update on Mother Bacon's adventures with Uncle Saul and our conversion to Judaism, Judyism. No, it has nothing to do with Miss Garland. You didn't seem to know what the hole in the sheet was for. It was a big miscommunication about sex. I will leave it there. I'm a lady, and I do not discuss these matters in mixed company. Uncle Saul did try to force another tradition on us and make Mother Bacon and I cover our hair with wigs when we were out in public. Well, that was when I put my foot down and said, no! No, I will not be driving Mother Bacon to get her hair done in St. Louis. Oh, dear, I see. Where was I? St. Louis. Big, do you know how far St. Louis is from Nedrabah? Well, to be honest, I don't, but I'm sure it's far. This was one demand too many, and I wasn't taking it anymore. Uncle Saul was kicked to the curb of the Nedrabah rhombus. He landed right at the please curb your dog sign. Oh my. Cheese and crackers. That reminds me. Ole, poodle. It's me, Patty Bacon from Nedrabah, North Dakota. Ole, Patty Bacon. Well, take care of yourself, Big, and one of these days I'll get my car phone working again and I'll catch up on little shows. Toodles, Patty. Patty?
We're like, it's not a restaurant, it's our Big Fatty's house.
Oh, well, Patty, instead of driving to St. Louis, come to Fat Acres. Yes, Big Fatty, it'd be lovely.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah!
Yes.
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.